Conor Gartland, youngest man ever to lift an All-Ireland title here in Croke Park. What was the feeling like for you there about 5 minutes ago lifting that Nicky Rackard Cup? And speaking to your players and the Donegal supporters here and the hallowed surface of GAA headquarters at Croke Park here.
I absolutely just couldn't put it into words. It's just everything I dreamed of being more, and it's, look at what a feeling. Like, it's what you dream of as a young lad, and I just experienced why. What a feeling, what a feeling.
Jareth Byrne seems to be a good friend of yours now, because the intro that he gave you was quite impressive, so it was.
Jareth would be a man I used to know now, but a great man. Look, and his texture in the week, it was much appreciated. Jareth's a great man and just the best to take GAA forward in this country.
Anyway, to remind Jareth, what about this group of players? Listen, there's an All-Ireland title, and he's made up for the disappointment of last year, but you had to grind this one out because it wasn't going your way, Conor.
Oh my God, watching that on, hey, it was crazy. I thought we were out of it, but you can never write Donegal hurlers off, especially with this group of 30 men. What a team, and I'm just so privileged to be involved with them.
Yeah. And the substitutes seemed to make the difference, so they did.
I said that in the lead-up, hey, this is the strongest panel we ever had, and the lads coming in, they made an unbelievable difference, and I'm just so proud of them all.
As you go now to Christy Rings, who you are next year, and that was sort of the main target for you as a group. You just want to be playing at the higher level.
Oh, absolutely, and we do feel like we'll be fit to hold our own there, but we're not going to look too far forward. We're just going to enjoy the day, enjoy the few days to come, and we're going to reset for next year, but we know it's a higher level and we're going to have to be on it from the start.